Doctors and their staffs get back to work as the state will start allowing elective procedures again at Twin City healthcare facilities.
It's been pretty difficult as many of the gynecologic issues only rarely fall under emergent or urgent.
That's Dr. Joe Santiago. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.
It's Monday, May 4th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with an attempt by advocacy groups that want McLean County Sheriff John Sandage to allow free video calls for jail inmates during COVID-19. Here's Eric Stock.
Sandage says he strengthened the lockdown of the county jail following a public demonstration that he says made the facility less safe for inmates.
It's unfortunate when outside groups affect our operations, but we've got to look out for the security and safety of the inmates and staff.
The sheriff says inmates became riled up following a caravan that drove around the jail several times to call for the county to waive the cost of video conferencing for inmates. Sandage says the jail ordered inmates to eat meals in their cells and limited the number of inmates who could be out of their cells at any one time. Representatives of Black Lives Matter, Bloomington Normal, and the Bloomington Normal Democratic Socialists of America coordinated the protest. Organizer Olivia Butts with Black Lives Matter says the video cost of $7.50 per 30 minutes is extraordinary and causes hardship for families who have no other way to see their loved ones since the jail banned all visitors.
That's crazy, especially when we think about what's going on right now. People don't have their jobs. People aren't able to, you know, pick up any extra work.
Telephone calls cost 25 cents a minute. Black Lives Matter has been fundraising on GoFundMe to cover the cost of video conferencing. The group has donated $1,900 to more than 40 people who have incarcerated family members. But says the pandemic has made personal connections even more critical for inmates who worry about their risk of catching the coronavirus while in custody.
Not only do they have to think about connecting with their loved one, but, you know, this is a time where they're nervous about their loved one even being in the jail.
The county contracted with the Texas-based IC Solutions in 2018 to provide the jails video conferencing. The county gets a 72% commission on all calls. Sandage says the sheriff's office has maintained rigorous health screening and sanitation standards to keep inmates and staff safe. He says no staff or inmates have displayed COVID-19 symptoms. For The Leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.
Here are some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. No new cases of the coronavirus were reported over the weekend in McLean County. Our total stands at 99, with the vast majority already recovered. 4 people remain hospitalized. Rivian says it'll be declining the $1 million grant from the town of Normal it would have received for meeting hiring and investment thresholds at its manufacturing plant. It says the money will be better served staying with local government. Authorities are investigating the cause of a mobile home fire that killed a mother and her 2 young children over the weekend in rural Lexington. See more on these stories at WGLT.org. A major part of Bloomington Normal's healthcare system, elective procedures, will resume this month, but don't expect to see a flood of pent-up surgeries on day one. Elective procedures can resume May 11th under certain conditions. It's a big deal, and not just because patients have been stuck waiting. Those procedures are a major source of revenue for providers and a key part of what keeps healthcare running in McLean County. Here's Dr. Robert M. Lee, president of Galey Eye Clinic in Bloomington.
You miss that as a physician and surgeon. You miss that interaction with all those people. I love my family and all, but 6 weeks at home is, that's a long time for being at home. And to get out there and get some people seeing better, that'll be a lot of fun.
You might be surprised the range of procedures that have been on hold since COVID-19 hit. At Chalian and Leek Urology in Bloomington, the most urgent cancer patients were addressed during the stay-at-home order. But Vic and Chalian says even intermediate-risk prostate cancer patients saw their surgeries delayed.
Obviously, that's created a little bit of anxiety and stress for those individuals to have their cancer surgeries kind of postponed.
Chalian's practice will slowly start resuming procedures mid-month while largely staying with telemedicine instead of office visits through May. At Vision Point Eye Center in Bloomington, they plan to reopen May 11th and run at about one-third capacity. Dr. Daniel Brownstone says Vision Point has a backlog of around 270 patients waiting for cataract surgery, including the unlucky who already had one eye done and were waiting on the other when that stay-at-home order abruptly took effect.
We're going to just have dedicated days where all we're doing is cataract surgery. So in other words, there's not going to be, you know, patients in there getting their gallbladders done or anything else. They're going to really try and separate everything out so that they can indeed follow the proper protocols to make sure that the patients who are coming in are as safe as they possibly can be.
At Obstetrics and Gynecology Care Associates in Bloomington, most regular exams have been postponed since mid-March without issue. They've also used virtual visits when possible. Dr. Joe Santiago noted that hospitals like OSF St. Joseph and Advocate Broman in Bloomington Normal still have a lot of discretion about which types of procedures they'll allow. Santiago says it's unclear to him exactly when local facilities will fully open for business.
They may or may not decide, you know, to wait a little longer, because I'm keeping track of all the folks that do need to have, you know, interventions. So once we get the okay, we'll be able to start making phone calls.
Indeed, the Illinois Department of Public Health will require hospitals to meet a long list of requirements before resuming procedures, including having enough capacity for beds, ICU units, and ventilators. Each facility is asked to convene a surgical review committee to oversee how elective inpatient cases are prioritized. Another precaution is testing. All facilities must test each patient for COVID-19 within 72 hours of a scheduled procedure. The return of elective procedures also brings a lot of people back to work. There are more than 9,200 people working in healthcare and social assistance jobs here, and some were furloughed and filed for unemployment. Dr. Vikanchalian managed to avoid that for his 13 employees.
They're all family to me, and a lot of them are single moms, and without this job, they would be unable to put food on the table. It would be difficult for them to put food on the table. So we didn't release anybody. We had never even crossed my mind to release anybody.
For healthcare workers with children who've been off, childcare could be the next challenge. Schools and daycares are still closed. There are only about 10 emergency childcare options available. Here's Dr. Brownstone at Vision Point.
So they really can't come back yet as a result of that.
Vision Point's technicians will spend this week training on cleaning procedures, so they're ready to go the week of May 11th. Before we let you go, the Normal Town Council meets tonight at 7, preceded by a 5:30 work session. We'll discuss the budget and EMS service for the Village of Hudson. Thanks for listening to The Leadoff. This is our virtual fund drive, and now is the time to support live, local, and trusted news like this. Contribute at WGLT.org.